So more on that in a few moments. As promised, the NFL draft is upcoming. It gets underway on April 29th. I'm trying to run down as many draft prospects as I can between now and then. We are joined now by a former Virginia Tech offensive tackle. He was a first-team All-ACCer this season, second-team All-ACC in 2019, one of just nine true freshman offensive linemen to start week one in the FBS back in 2018. And again, the draft gets underway on April 29th. Christian Darrisaw is my guest. Christian, good to have you on. How are you?
I'm great. How you doing?
Good, good. Listen, I'm curious, with each day bringing us even closer to the draft, what has the process been like for you overall? For instance, is this something you enjoy, or are you looking forward to just hitting that button to fast forward this thing so you can hear your name getting called?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely enjoying it right now, for sure. But I know there will be a time when the button does get called and I know what team I'm going to and everything, and I'm ready for that moment for sure.
All right, so let me ask you this. I think so people can fully understand your journey to this point, we've got to go back to when you were in high school. How would you describe yourself as a player in high school?
In high school, I was very aggressive. The competition was kind of easier, though. I didn't really play like in a big conference or everything, so it was easier in high school for sure.
It was easier, but at the same time, you were at Riverdale Baptist, and your coach there, Caesar Nettles, said that he could not understand why you were not being heavily recruited. He told The Athletic that you had as high a ceiling as anybody he was coaching at that time, but in the middle of your senior year, you only had three offers on the table, and they were from FCS schools. So what was that time like? Were you at all concerned about your future?
I wasn't concerned at all. I just do whatever the plan was, I was going to make the most out of it. And then, whatever I can do from there, just take it from there and just run with it. Always been slept on, the underdog. So I knew, wherever I was put in, I was going to work regardless. Just make the most out of my situation.
Christian Darrisaw is joining us. So in terms of the situation, Virginia Tech started to call. Holman Wiggins, who was your primary recruiter there, said after you committed that he could not understand why nobody was recruiting you, and he started to wonder why nobody else was seeing what he was seeing. So what did you think about that program at that time?
I just knew that they seen something to me that the other coach was definitely missing out on. And I knew they trusted me, and they knew I was going to be a great player. So it was just like that from there on, from right there. I just knew I got to make the most out of this opportunity, and I just can't look back.
All right, so they knew, they understood, but at the same time, you ultimately decided to go to Fork Union Military Academy for a year before you went to Virginia Tech. Now, the story goes that when you go there, you have to turn in your cell phone. You're not allowed to bring a personal computer. Was that the case? And if so, what was that like?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely the case. They take your phones. You get school-issue laptops. The Wi-Fi turns off at a certain time and everything. So it just feels like you're disconnected from the world, a little bit. You got to have, your phone card if you want to make phone calls and everything. But after the first 2 weeks, once you get, adjusted and everything, it was kind of it wasn't bad. I enjoyed my time there for sure. It was a great experience. And, if I had to do it again, I would. I had no problems with it.
That's really interesting. I've got a 16-year-old son, dude, and if I took his cell phone and I turned off, or I took his personal computer and I turned off his Wi-Fi, man, I don't know that kid could acclimate. I'd like to find out.
Exactly.
I'd like to find out, man. I think that's great. Christian Darrisaw joining us. Now, the story goes that while you were at Fork Union, other schools then suddenly do start to get interested, and they start coming around. Coach Nettles talks about the fact that recruiting services had you as a two-star recruit when you left high school, but a four-star recruit 1 year later when you left Fork Union. So what was it like to all of a sudden have these schools start coming around and have that kind of interest?
It was just it was kind of a fake love, I guess you could say. If you wasn't there for me, in the beginning, how Virginia Tech was and the other FBS schools, I don't want you now. I'm just going to keep proving y'all wrong. Because clearly y'all seeing something now that I didn't see before. So it's I'm just going to keep proving the doubt is wrong and everything and just keep moving on from there.
Okay, now that's some real talk right there. I appreciate that. I respect that. Christian Darrisaw joining us. You go to Virginia Tech. You start the first game of your freshman year at left tackle. That's really rare. What do you remember about that and earning that job and then debuting against Florida State?
It's all the hard work. Just listening to the older guys in the room. How to train, how to take care of your body and everything, and study the playbook. They played a huge role in that. And then, like, just earning that job, I knew what came with it. Like, I could lose it at any moment, so I just had to keep working hard and everything. And I couldn't get, like, too, like, big-headed or anything. Just, like, no, stay level-headed at all times, and everything will work out from there. But that first game versus Florida State, Brian Burns, man, it was crazy for sure.
I was going to say, it wasn't just that first game at left tackle and Florida State. It was against Brian Burns, who went on to be a first-round pick, and he had 9 sacks last year for the Panthers. So what was that matchup like?
Oh, man, it was crazy. Like, I didn't even know who he was until, like, the night before we were in the hotel. Me and my roommate, we're both freshmen. We're watching, it was game on, and we seen a commercial. It was, like, us playing them, and they showed 99. I was like, who is that? I looked him up. I was like, oh, my God. Like, he was one of, like, the premier DNs of college football. I was like, man, it's going to be a tough one for sure.
Who is that? That's that dude I'm going to have to deal with all day long. Christian Darrisaw joining us. So then you got Vance Vice, who was your offensive line coach at Tech. He said that what set you apart is that you obviously work really hard with the team in practice, but you do a lot of stuff on your own. Where did that approach come from, and what kinds of things were you doing on your own off to the side?
It really came from, like, the older guys, just, like, what it's going to take to just, like, get to that next level. And just doing extra, doing more is really what it's going to take, like, to be a better player. And this is, like, coming in before practice, maybe, like, watching a little bit of film, or just staying after, just working on different steps and techniques that I feel like I was weak at. And then another thing I would do, just get the O-line, like a few of us, just to go over, like, a few plays that we had miscommunications on and everything. So definitely the older guys instilled that in me.
Christian Darrisaw joining us for a few more moments. So in your mind, what makes a great offensive tackle? For instance, is it technique? Is it work ethic? Is it film study? Is it something else? What's the great separator?
I think it's all that, really. You got to watch your film because you got to know how that defensive end is going to react to what type of set. You take a vertical set or a jam set or whatever. You definitely got to know how he's going to react. And then it's like a guy who cares about the game, really. You got to be physical. At all times, and just know, like, never take a playoff, really. Once you take that playoff, that might be the play that y'all need to win the game. So just don't take a playoff. You got to be physical, smart, know what the defenses are doing. That comes with watching film, and I really feel like you'll be set from there.
All right, so with this mindset and with a work ethic like that, with your base talent, you're getting a lot of attention right now, is a potential first-round pick. What's your reaction when you hear that, and what would it mean to you to go in the first round?
My reaction, I'm really not trying to, like, buy into the hype and everything. When draft night gets here, we'll see what happens and everything. I know anything can happen on draft night. So it's like that part is what it is. Like, you can't get too big-headed, like I said. And it's just like on draft night, when I do hear my name called, it's going to feel like a dream come true. All the hard work that I put in and everything to finally, like, just to get to this level. It will be a dream come true for me.
All right, so finally, where do you come out on this? Like, you're taking this all in stride, as I might expect. But so is there a part of you that feels like, you know, I've done all the work and I'm finally getting the respect that I've earned? Or are you still approaching this like a 2-star recruit from Prince George's County, Maryland?
Oh, yeah, 2-star recruit for sure.
We're talking about the draft. It's coming up on April 29th, the 2021 NFL Draft. Another name to watch, getting a lot of attention, is a potential first-round pick, Christian Darrisaw, my guest. Christian, great to have you on the show. Good luck with that, and I'll look for you once you decide, or once it is decided where you end up. I'd love to talk to you again.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Christian Darrisaw joining us. All right, like I said, I'm trying to get as many draft picks as possible because these guys, you never know where you find great players. He was a 2-star pick, a 2-star recruit coming out of high school. And the folks at Virginia Tech were like, wait, what is everybody missing about this guy? What do we see that nobody else sees? And maybe are we wrong? No, you were right.